Baruch. Some brachas only end off with a Baruch and do not start with a Baruch. That's a bracha smuch al chaverto. V'yatoiv v'yameitiv. Now this is the raya. Toiv v'yameitiv. The fourth brach we say in benching. Poiseach be'baruch. It starts off with a Baruch. V'yena chosim be'baruch. It doesn't end off with a Baruch. Mechlal the bracha b'fnayatzmi. It's a raya. Toiv v'yameitiv is called a new bracha by itself. It's not called smuch al chaverto. If this bracha would have been summer to the first brachas of benching, it wouldn't have started off with a Baruch. It would have just ended off with a Baruch. Since we start with a Baruch, it's right like a new category. It's like a new chiyuv midrabbanan to say this bracha. But midiraisa uvnei Yerushalayim is the third bracha, b'nei bracha Yerushalayim, that ends off brachas of Moshe midiraisa, and that's why we answer amen. Like to show this is the end of the brachas diraisa. Hatov yameitiv is only midrabbanan, that's why we start off with a Baruch. Drashi, v'yesh mem choisem v'loy paseach. The way bracha smuch lechaverta. Sherei kvar posach v'bracha rishayna. You start off with the first bracha, so when you start the second bracha, you don't have to start over again with the baruch. You just start off with a baruch. Or bracha achrona shabekriyishma, the same thing. Emes v'yatziv, emes v'amuna. Shaf al pisha kriyishma masik v'intayim. There's a hesekul kriyishma between a bracha lufneha smucha. Still, it's called a bracha smuch lechaverta. That emes v'amuna is going back to the first brachas of kriyishma. Therefore, we only end off with a bar of bracha to Hashem Gual Yisrael, but we don't start off with emes v'amunah with a bracha. Now, hatov yameitiv. Also, we start with a bracha. Why? The lav smuch lechaverteh, because this bracha is not called summer to the brachas before. She'ein na mebirchas hamazon, because it is not part of the real benching midiraisa. Ella, why do we say hatov yameitiv? Al kfuras haruge beta tiknu. The Bono of Masakna, the Ruge Beta, stood for on the year where they killed them out, and the Melech didn't let them cover them, didn't let them bury them. Then after a year later, the first had a right to bury them. So the Simcha, they were able to bury them, they Masakna, this new bracha, Hatoy V'yameitiv. This is the Rai, it's only a Chiyuv with the Rabbonin, that's why it starts off with the Baruch. It's not considered the Seder of Brichas HaMazon. What? No, just a raya. Since it starts off with a baruch, if it would be a continuation of benching with the rice, you would have to start off with a baruch. It's called a bracha smucha chaverta. That's the raya. How come we start with a bracha here? So that's the raya. It's not called smucha chaverta. Why? Because it's not part of benching with the rice. Just a baruch. Masakus and made like a chiluk. The Yom Rav Nachman Reb Yitzchok. Teida, bring you another raya that the fourth bracha tov you make is only with the rabbanon. The atov you make of lav the rice. Shere ikrin oyser the base of it. And the day Sovel, according to Rav Akiva Shita, and the Ovel doesn't say this bracha. Kedetanya, Mahein Omer Beis Ovel. What happens on Ovel bench? There's a law for all 7 days of the Avelis, the Shail on Shabbos and that. But the first from Shabbos, how does the Ovel bench, the fourth bracha? He says, Baruch HaTov V'Yameitiv. That's Tanakama, normal benching. Rav Akiva Waima named Baruch Dayan Emes. Instead of saying, Okay, Lovina Makena Vodena Baruch Lenu Yosenu Goshenu 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 But the Tanakama, Hatoyv Yameitiv in Dayan Emes Loi, it didn't according to Tanakama, does he only say regular benching of Hatoyv Yameitiv? Doesn't he have to say Dayan Emes? Ela'ema af Hatoyv Yameitiv. That's where we hold the Tanakama, and the Oval has to say both things. Hatoyv Yameitiv, but he has to add on to it Dayan Emes. But according to Akiva, he only says Dayan Emes, he leaves out Hatoyv Yameitiv. So it's right, according to Akiva, you see it's only with Rabboni. So Rashi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Kiva. Yeah. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's the Raya. So Taisa says, Tov Yameitiv. He was the fourth and the third Taisa. Mazutrik was the next Gemara. He says in the Milsa, the Kavos Tekaimel, the Ochim Abrochin is the bracha they say in the Brichas Ovel. Bracha to Hashem Akeinu Melech Olam, for Kael Hatoyv Yameitiv, Kael Emes Dayin Emes Shoyfet Vetzedek. We'll see the Gemara later. That's the way he says. It says both things. He says Kael Hatoyv Yameitiv, then he says Kael Emes Dayin Emes. We'll soon see the Nusach in the Gemara. The comments Rabbi Kiva though, an Ovel doesn't say Hatoyv Yameitiv. He only says Dayin Emes. So Tzurai Hatoyv Yameitiv is Lav Yiraisi. And that's where we hold that Tov Yameitiv is only with the Rabbonim. So the more Mazutra ikloi levei Ravashi. Mazutra went to visit Ravashi. Isra de Milsa means Ravashi was sitting Shiva, somebody was Niftun in the Mishpacha. So it came to benching there, Postak or Berich, he started to bench Atavia Metiv. This is the bruch, he said Atavia Metiv, normal the way we say it. Then he said, Kael Emes Dayan, Emes Shoifet Batzedek, Lokeyach Bamishpot, the Sholet Bialomo, is the ruler over the world, Lasso is Boy Kitsoni, Hashem does the way he wants, Kichol, the Rock of Mishpot, whatever Hashem does is good, is Mishpot, Shakol Shlo, everything belongs to him. V'yanachnu amai v'yavodom u'v'achol anachnu chayovim l'hoidoy sloi. Whatever Hashem does to us, even here in the case we made a novel, we have to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu l'vorachoy a goydir apiritzos b'Yisrael who yigdor as apiritzos b'Yisrael l'chayim. Hashem should be mesak in this pirtz, we lost them by the mishpacha. Hashem should be mesak in the mishpacha, should be able to go on. And this is the nusach that Slalach has also brought down, that the Ovel says this bracha.
How do you do that,
I don't know, my luck has brought down. So the Mariet, Lehechen Uchoizer. Where does he return to? Lehechen Uchoizer, the Trashi. It also more. Lehechen Uchoizer, Razvid Mishmeda Bayuama, Choizer Rosh. He goes back to the beginning of benching. Rabbon and Amri, Lamokim Shaposik. He continues to Lamokim Shaposak, Lehechus Lamokim Shaposak. So Rashi learns us the Shaila, Trashi Lehechen Uchoizer. Mishin Starif Lezimin. Where one person was mitzarif to zimun, we are meaning liel alibud rashayshes birchas zimun ad hazon. That the zimun is until hazon when they bench hazon altogether. Vutzroch ze liyos mafsek achilosoi ad sheyikmor hamavorech birchas hazon. In the case we have three people eating together, and two got finished eating first, so the one person had to stop eating and listen to these two people. So the two people benched a birchas hazimun with hazon. Now. This third person, after he heard Avon HaSakil, he went back to finish the Suda, is Lehechenu Choyze Lavorach. When he finishes Suda and he has to bench now, where does he start benching from? The Yachmash Yigmo Sudasa. As one says, Choyze Lerosh, Letchilas Azon. He has to say Azon over again. Why? Shreinitzchaye Bezimuche Betchil Hukfo Begimel. As Rasli Shitosi holds that a Yochid benches by himself never says the first Broch Azon. It's only if you have three people together. But here, since this third person, Mitzchila, started these three together, so he had a chiyuv to bench all three brachas. So later, when he stopped eating to answer for the first two, and they benched the brachas hazon out loud, now when he continues eating and benches, he has to bench over again from hazon. And the other mandamah says, no, lemokim sheposak, lebirchas oras kishar yochid. That the other mandamah holds, no, that since this third person stopped eating and listened to the brachas hazon, he heard hazon esakil. He heard him say it. Then he continued eating. When he got finished eating and he has to bench, he just starts from Meidu Lachot, the Rashi Kishai Yochid. That's always Rashi Shita. When you're benching by yourself, you don't say Adon Esbakil. That's the way Rashi learns. But Allah, we hold like Tosis, and know everybody benches, you always have to say the first bracha also. So what's the Shaila here? So Tosis learns the Shaila is a Shaila, how do we answer Zimun? We say Rabbi Chaim Ben Benchin, Yishar Rabbi Chaim. The first thing he says, "Reshus Rabbi Chaim the Bor Shechanu Mishaloi." That's when the first one says. Then the two people answer back, "Bor Shechanu Mishaloi B'Tov V'Chiyinu." Now it's a question: what does the Mizamin answer back? The one that says he's Chayz L'Roish says he answers back, "Bor Shechanu Mishaloi." He says it over a second time. The first thing that he said, and Aloch we hold no. You go back to Mokshim Shapasak. We answer Bor Shechanu Mishaloi B'Tov V'Chiyinu. And the Shal in the Gemara is the Mizamin, the one that's benching with the Kais. How does he answer back? He starts off with Rishus, Shbosh Hanam Shaloi. Then we answer back, Bor Shechanam Shaloi B'Tov V'Chiyinu. Now it's a Shal, what does he say? Does he say the Bor Shechanam Shaloi? Or does he have to say over again the last part? Oh, Bor Shechanam Shaloi B'Tov V'Chiyinu. And we ask, can he go back to Mokim Shaposak, this last thing? So he answers back, Bor Shechanam Shaloi B'Tov V'Chiyinu. That's the Shal in the Gemara. That's where Tosis learns. The Lehechenu Hamavorach is as Hamavorach in the middle of Tosis. Lehechenu Chayzer Hamavorach Liyaka Shiyanu Hamesubin Chayzer Roish Shamavorach Chayzer V'Yerim Hamavorach Shechanu Mishloim B'Tov V'Chiyinu. That's what the first man Yom says. When the Mavorach answers again, he says the first part over again. Rabbanu Amri No Lamokim Shaposak Shoyim Hamavorach Shechanu Mishloim B'Tov V'Chiyinu V'Chein Hilchasa. That's what we're asking. That the Mavorach, when he answers back the second time, he doesn't say again the Mavorach Shechanu Mishloim, but he answers back Mavorach Shechanu Mishloim B'Tov V'Chiyinu. Right. Even though the Rabbonim are older people, are Mechubadika people, Hasun Abapasoi Bitsorke Suda, the Persians, in the Indian of Hilchas Suda, Bikiyamanaichu. They know how to be knowing in Hilchas Suda's manners in Suda better than us. What do they do? The Zman Shein Shtayim. We used to have two people eating, Zman Shein Shtayim Mitzos, two beds to lie down on. Is Godel Nesib Rush, the more chasher person would sit in front, on our head. Usheini Loi Lamalahimenu. And the second one, Tim, would be leaning down on top of him. It means his bed would be higher up than him. Well, this man, Shein Sholosh, when you have three people, is Godel Meisa B'Yemsa, the Godel ate like in the middle, he was leaning down. Sheini Loi Lamalo, the second one was lying down like on top of him, Himenu. Shlishi Loi Lamata Himenu. And the third one was lying down in the bottom for him. Strashi. This man. Bisman Shein Shtei Mitzos. Regila Moya Lecho Vaseva. So it was out in the Gemara's times, they used to eat lying down. Al Tzibli Hatmos on the left side, Muta leaning down, Viragla Vloris, and the feet would be on the ground. Ishish Al Mita Achas. Oh, exactly means their foot on the ground, out of half of a bed like. As they could share, just used to lean down, and their feet would be on the floor. Is Bisman Shein Shnayim Godu Mesa Brush, Kloima. Mesa Tchila Mitzos. He lies down first. Visheni Le Lamali Menu. Mita Hasheni, the second bed, the second person, the Tzad Mirashoysev, is on top of his head, Shal Godel. Of his man, Shein Sholosh, is Godel Mesa Biemsa, Sheini Loi Lamale Menu, Shlish Loi Lamate Menu, the Tzad Maglosa, to his feet. That was their big meaning they did. So that's Rishesh Yesra Glusa. The Chiboy Yashtulia Bahade, when they want to talk to one another, is the Chura match with Trutze, he has to stretch his whole neck out. It's a very bad manner to sit that way. If you want to talk to the person on top of you, you have to like get up and turn your head around. Because if you're lying down with the left hand like this, and you have a person up on top of you over there, so you can't talk to him. How do you talk to him? I have to advise to go get up and turn around. That's not a good answer. If I'm leaning like this, it would be better if everybody's down there. So whoever I want to talk to, I talk to you, I talk to him. But according to them, the second one is up there, it's very hard for me to talk. I have to turn my neck around. So she says, what's such a good manner about that? And tomorrow, so Rish Glusi answered back, Omalei Shani Pasoi, Demochulei Demochum. They don't talk in the middle of Suda. They have sign languages. So it's easy to look at. The guy can stick out his hand and talk like this. They don't have to turn around too much. So since they don't talk anywhere in the middle of Suda, it's good this way. Drashi. Omalei Rishesha, Rish Glusa. When he's lying down this way, he can't talk to the person up there. The second is all the way in the back of his head. My face is, I'm facing this way. We're saying, if I'm leaning like this, it's always better if the people are down there, below me, then I can talk to them. So at the end, Rosh Hashanah answered back, he used to talk only with hand languages. So man, they could stick out the hands, it wasn't so bad. We'll soon see, we don't hold like them. Then what's the meaning of parsoim? How do they start? Come to wash your hands. Who are they mechabit to wash first? They let the most chasher person wash first. Of his this godel, if he washed his hands, he can't talk. And he can't make a moist till everybody else gets finished. He just sits there doing nothing. It's not covered for him to sit there doing nothing. Omalei answered back, Liyalta Maisi Taka Kamayu. Used to bring in front of him his table, his portion, and he would make a moist and eat right away. Then it's covered. Trashi Liyalta Maisi Taka Kamayu. Shulchan Shaloi, Meviyim Miyad Lefonim. Viyoichol. Olefneko Lechot Viyechroi, Meviyim Shulchan Kotin. Everybody in that time used to have a small shulchan. Then it's okay. You let the Mechubadika person wash first. He sits down, he gets his portion, he starts eating. Maya Machrainim Hechim Aschilim, when it comes to benching, Maya Machrainim, who they mechabit to wash first? Omalei Minakotin. They let the smallest one wash first. Correct Rishashis, the God of Yosef Yodim Zuhamas. Hey, how many was when they started ready to bench now? So what thing to wash my Machrainim? Your hands are dirty. So you're going to let the Kotin wash first, and the God will have to stand there waiting with dirty hands. Not nice. Hachinoitim Kulam, he has to wait till everybody gets finished washing, he's going to wash last. Or Malay, Rasgulus answered, Loi Mithalki Taka Makamayu, they don't take away his portion, his table from him. Adanamti Mayin Lagabe. So he's not sitting doing nothing, he can continue eating. As he doesn't stop eating until they bring him the Mayan Achronim. Because they bring him Mayan Achronim last. They take away from the smallest one his portion first. He washes first, then second, third, till they come to the Godin. Yeah, right. Until they all finished washing. While the God is still eating, then the other ones are washing the hands. How do we have to fear Zuch? I know a Bryce, we go to the Bryce. Titania. What's the Seder HaSeder when it comes to sit down for Suda? How do you sit down even? Bizman shem shtei mitis. We only have two people, like two mitis. Is Godel meisiv roish? The Godel, he lies down first on top. Bishani lo elamata himenu. Like Rashi says, if I'm leaning down like this, it's much better for the next person to be below me, so I can talk to him. It's more the chubadik. It's easier for me to talk to him if he's lying down. That's the Yetzer. First one lies on top. The second one lies down a little bit. Shani lo elamata himenu. Bizman shem sholosh. When you have three people, mat or mitis. Is Godel Meister Barosh. The Godel stays on top. Sheini loy lamale menu. The second one is on top of him. Shlishi loy lamate menu. And the third one's Godel lamate menu. See, you have no Eitzer. If it's not the Chobot at the foot, two people below him. So also the Godel stays in the middle. And the second one goes on top. And the third one goes on the bottom. Now, Mayim Horishonim, who washes first hands by Mishonim? Maschil min Godel. We start washing from the Godel. He washes first. Mayim Achreinim, who washes Mayim Achreinim first, is this man, Shein Hei, when you have five people, Maschil Min HaGodel. Then we let the Godel wash the hands first for Mayim Achreinim. Or this man, Shein Hei, if you have 100 people by the Suda, and you go pass around the Mayim Achreinim, then Maschil Min HaKotin. We start off with the Kotin, he washes Mayim Achreinim first, Ad Shemegiyim Eitzel Hei, until we get to the last five that are left. Then the chosen maschil min agodol, and the godol here means the one that we want to let bench. The one that we want to let bench, he's supposed to wash mayim achreinim fifth from the last. Or else, if there's only five people, he washes first. And the reason is that after he washes mayim achreinim, he has a few minutes yet to look over the brichas azimun or brichas amazim to make sure to be able to bench. So the moral of the mokim shemayim achreinim chosvim l'sham bracha chazeres. He's the one that washes the mayim achreinim fifth. Or else, if there's less than five people, he washes first. He's the one to bench also. The more Messiah named Rav, it's a Raya to Rav. Yom Rav Chiyah Barashi, Yom Rav. Kol Hanoito Yodo Vachroina Tchilo. Whoever washes Mayim Achroinim first, whom is Zumul Abrocha? If Alti did one Inyan, he's the one to bench also. So according to Rav, Poshu Mashm, it's a kibbut, as a, to wash Mayim Achroinim first, if there's only five people. And since you're the one that's going to bench, we let you wash the Mayim Achroinim, and you'll have a little bit of time to look over the brochas, and then the rest will finish. Rashi. Maschil min agodol uliyalta mile taka kamayim. Rashi says this only in times of Gemara where the godol washed his hands first at the beginning of the Suda, and as soon as he sat down, he had his portion, was able to make a moitzi, and he could start eating right away. Mashenkin alocha legeit Shabbos amol, where we have ulecha mishnah, so one person makes the moitzi for the whole mishpacha. So if the godol washes his hands first, he just has to sit there and wait 5-10. He has to wait a few minutes till everybody else gets finished. Then there's not such cover that he should wash first. Then for kid, there's more mechubah he should wash later. If the only kibbutz here is that the godel should wash first, like Rashi says, is that right away he has his portion and he can sit down to eat, so he doesn't have to wait in between. Then it's a cover to let him wash first. But in the case where he's going to have to wait, then for kid, then the more cover it is, he should wash last, like or near the last ones. Today he shouldn't have to sit and do nothing. When you have more than five people, not nice to make him wash my machrein first. Then he'll have to sit and wait for 100 people to get finished washing. When you have more than five people there, let him wash first. When it comes to the left five,
When it comes to the last five, if not l'hagodol, if he washes, then the fifth, mevarach.
Hey, so whatever you give the kibbutz to wash the mayim achreinim then, when there's only five left, he's the one to bench. So you should let him wash the mayim achreinim first.
Hanayta yodim achreinim tchila, oysay shenayto betchila, hachanish achreinim, the last five, the first one to wash from the last five, kari betchila bachreinim. And he's the one to wash the mayim achreinim, and then he benches. But, omalei bapas, so Rav, Rav Chia, have the Yasvei Misadov, the same together having the Suda. Kai made the Rebbe. Omalei Rebbe, the Rav, Rebbe told Rav, Kum Moshe Yotcha, go wash here for my Machreini. Chazi the Kamir, so he got all scared, as we have before, Rashi said, he thought he's told him his hands are dirty or he's eating too much, he got embarrassed. Omalei Bapasta, the Choshma person, I am a Rechasa Mazayna Kamalach. He meant to say, you're going to bench now, Sineilo, you wash your hands now, there's only been less than five people, so you'll be mine in Brichas HaMoz. Tana Rabbon, Ein Mechav Din Lei B'drach, when you're walking in the streets, there's no need of kibbutz to let your Rebbe go in front of you, V'loi B'ksharim, not when you're passing over a bridge, V'loi V'yadayim Mezumas. When it comes to wash Mayim Achreinim, there's no need of kibbutz. Trashi Mechav Din Lei Mer, Hoya Ata Koidim.